Hello there, my name is Joe Hare and welcome to this week's SecModcast. Our aim is to keep you up to speed with all the latest news in the world of modifications, including the upcoming monthly working group and change board meetings, recent technical specification updates and plenty more. We currently have three modifications on the agenda for the July working group meeting, modifications 13 and 67 and draft proposal 76. We plan to discuss the preliminary assessments and the next steps for Set Modification 13, Smart Meter Device Diagnostics and Triage, as well as Set Modification 67, Service Request Traffic Management. Set Modification 13 seeks to amend the SEC and DCC systems to provide suppliers with a means of performing quality assurance and fault diagnostics on SMETS2 meters returned by meter operatives. Set Modification 67 proposes to define a maximum DCC system capacity, operating threshold and appropriate service user allocations. When a DCC system reaches the operating threshold, traffic management of the service request will become active. Service users who are exceeding their allocation will then have their request throttled down to either their stated allocation or the operating threshold, whichever is greater. This should prevent service users crowding out others who are using the system by adhering to the allocations. We also plan to discuss a solution for draft proposal 76, pursuing non-payment in events of default. This draft proposal seeks to address the ambiguity around who has authority over the actions to be taken when payment is being pursued from parties. The agenda for the July working group will be finalised and published on the 19th of June. At this month's change board, we will be discussing two modifications. We will be asking the change board to approve the cost for a DCC impact assessment on Set Modification 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs, which is £187,703. This modification is seeking to introduce the ability to update firmware on home area network devices over the air. The proposed solution is currently specific to PPMIDs and HCALCs. However, the proposed solution will be reviewed once the refinement consultation closes on Monday the 17th of June and responses collated. We will also be asking the change board to vote on Set Modification 55, incorporation of multiple issue resolution proposals into the SEC. This modification proposes to implement a number of document-only IRPs into the SEC. These IRPs have been previously discussed by industry at teasers and solutions agreed. This modification will implement these already agreed solutions. The SEC technical specification updates for modifications 18, standard electricity distributor configuration settings, 23, correct units of measure for uncontrolled gas flow rate, 25, electricity party access to load switching information, and 55, incorporation of multiple issue resolutions in proposals into the SEC, were baselined on the 10th of June. The updates under modifications 18, 23 and 25 have all been agreed for implementation in a November 2019 SEC release. Subject to the change board's approval of SEC modification 55 on Wednesday the 19th of June, this will also be implemented in a November 2019 SEC release. Lastly, our much anticipated website updates went live on Friday the 7th of June. These include improvements to the modification web pages with a new, cleaner design, making it easier to read and find the information you want. We've added more detail to the pages as well, with sections explaining the issue, solution, impacts and latest updates. If you have any further comments or questions on our updates, please feel free to contact us on sec.change@gemserve.com. That's all for this week. We'll be issuing our next modcast on the 21st of June. If there is anything else you want to hear about from us on these modifications, then please send us your thoughts on what you want us to talk about. Thanks again for listening.